When you think of the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay show, obviously you think of dashingly handsome and attractive people, but you also think it's all about education. One of the pillars of our show is education and science and learning. And you know, like, you learn with us. So when we saw all these words, kind of like a word of the day type of thing, we were like, you know what? These words have something in common. One, there, I know none of them. Yeah. And two,
they all made me giggle.
They all made us giggle.
They're perfectly appropriate words.
Right, but no, because of our immaturity level, it's like, yeah, that
so,
kind of stuff.
So, you know, some things you actually know, like uvula. Kind of a funny sounding word, but that's that dangly thing on the back of your, in your throat, in the back of your mouth, right? Uvula.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds a little weird, right?
Yeah, well, it kind of sounds like it belongs in lady parts.
Okay.
But it's in your throat.
This would more likely...
Sorry. It's already going bad. It's going downhill fast. Okay, where are we going?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, so like, our soul. Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
Arsehole? Arsehole.
Which almost kind of sounds a little like
something
you're cussing
else?
In Scottish.
Yeah.
Arsehole.
Hey, arsehole!
Don't be
arsehole! Arsenic-based organic compound.
Okay.
Wow. Never heard of that.
I don't want to say half these.
I don't either, because I'm actually a little bit nervous, like, we're going to get in trouble.
Listen, these are actual words.
Like that one right there?
Well, don't
like
say
scientific,
that one.
Scientific, clinical.
Maybe say, ooh.
You want me to say it?
Yeah, I want
you
to say it.
Okay, it's spelled a different way, but I'm going to say it differently. Fucalite.
I pronounce it differently.
F-U-K-A-L-I-T-E. Yeah. It's a mineral composed mostly of calcium, oxygen, and silica.
I said it differently.
Again, these are words that kind of sound like they're naughty, but Fucalite. They're completely, completely okay.
Can I do one?
Sure. Yeah.
C-puss.
What is it? Ew, I hate that word. Ew.
It's a strong C word, current, riptide, or undertow. It's a C-puss.
It's a riptide?
Wait, you need to do the one below that one.
Do it. Oh, galactic bulge?
What's a galactic bulge?
God.
Well, if you gotta ask.
That's an awesome band name.
Center of a galaxy made of mostly older stars.
It
galactic
is.
Bulge.
We are the galactic bulges.
Yes, they sound
here
like they should
be. To blow your mind.
Yeah, like at Lollapalooza or something. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like coccyx. Is
oh,
that,
I've heard of that.
Is that?
In school. It's a bone, right?
Yeah, at the bottom of your spine.
Yeah.
Coccyx. Yeah. Kind of sounds like something that would be on the front of your...
Okay.
Right?
What about that one? Ben, you gotta say that one.
Piloerection?
No.
Oh. God, let's go with that one then.
This is what I want you. I want you to walk into work because this is the scientific word for when your hair stands on end. You're like, man.
Piloerection.
I got a piloerection going on.
I know, man. I got a massive piloerection happening on the top of my head. Got a massive piloerection going on.
Oh, who knew that actually had a name?
When you walk into work and you... You say that you got a pile of erection, you're going to get a couple different...
HR.
No, yeah.
Go down to the HR. Or
you're
in school.
You could drop some knowledge and be like, listen, you know.
It's when your hair stand on your end.
Yeah, exactly. Hello.
Is that it?
No, that's not it.
Sure, what do we do? Like one, two more?
Yeah, let's
do I got one more I want to do.
These are words that sound naughty, but they're not.
Okay.
Chelsea.
Okay. Because it's a town in Massachusetts, okay?
Okay.
Coming tonight. I
had no idea what that... Like,
okay, I'm sorry. Coming tonight is a brownish mineral made of mostly iron.
And magnesium.
And it's named after Cummington, a town in Massachusetts.
Okay.
I've never heard of that town, and I'm from Massachusetts.
All right.
Okay.
Coming tonight.
All right. Well, I feel like there's only one place to end. At Turtis Maximus.
What's a Turtis Maximus?
It's a species name for the Tibetan blackbird.
Yeah, Turtis Maximus.
Yeah, Turtis Maximus.
I mean, and think, we didn't even get into like angina.
No, we didn't
call
her either.
If you don't want to get in trouble, you can call your little brother Turtis Maximus.
Turtis Maximus.
If you get in trouble, be like, Mom, it's not bad, it's a bird.
Yeah,
again, things
it's a Tibetan
that
blackbird,
sound
thanks.
Dirty but are not. You're welcome.
Fucalite.
The show that is all about education.
Man,
and this
pile of
erection, this big pile of erection on the top of my head right now.
We're done.
99.7 DJX.